Last week, food delivery service Menulog announced it will cease its operations by the end of this month after 19 years. The company stated it's been facing difficult challenges along the way. However, with Menulog's closure, questions arise about what the future of food delivery platforms will look like. The Wire's Thomas Kutis asked University of Sydney Business School Emerging Scholar Research Fellow at the University of Sydney, Dr. Alex Bean, if the closure of Menulog changes the state of food delivery platforms.
That's a great question. I think it says more about the nature of the food delivery market than necessarily the state of the food delivery platform. So what it shows is that Menulog as an organization have been struggling to gain a significant and increase its market share within the Australian market. I think this also needs to be seen in the broader context of the parent company that owned Menulog, which had made some decisions in recent years to quite significantly expand overseas. And it found itself now in a position, having recently been taken over, that it's looking to consolidate in some of its markets. And with Menulog not having a dominant position in Australia, it looks like they've made the difficult decision to cease operations here.
Now, it was my understanding one of the struggling components for Menulog was that it trialled some sort of employment model for its workers. How did that affect its business?
So that's a really good question as well. Menulog has tried to sort of different engagement model in comparison with some of its platforms. But having said that, we also need to understand that that was a relatively small scale pilot project. So a few years ago in 2021, the organization decided, sort of announced that it was going to move towards an employment model. It subsequently started a small employment pilot in Sydney. But that's not something it's rolled out to its entire workforce. So a significant proportion of the workforce on the Menulog platform were still independent contractors, like you will see on other platforms in the industry like Uber Eats and DoorDash, for example. But that organization, as an organization, Menulog spent a lot of time and organizational resources to try and get that employment model to work. And it was effectively overtaken by other developments that we can see in the form of the employee-like reforms that the Albanese government introduced in 2024.
Well, just going on to its competitors and Uber. Uber has taken off in the last 10 or so years, first starting off as a cab service in 2010, then expanding as a rideshare platform, courier service, and now the delivery platform, Uber Eats, as you mentioned. Do you think that the closure of Menulog was because it couldn't compete?
I think the decision for Menulog, it's been competing with Uber for a significant period of time, as you mentioned. They've both been operating in Australia for over decade. What we have seen is that a lot of the market share that Uber was able to gain was to an extent at Menulog's expense. We have seen other food delivery platforms entering and exiting the market in that period as well. And what we saw, for instance, a few years ago was that Deliveroo decided to leave the Australian market, whereas DoorDash, another platform, entered the market quite aggressively. But what we see in terms of the competition dynamics between these platforms, that the way for them to secure market share is by building brand awareness. And the way that they often do this is through basically subsidizing their operations and either giving consumers discounts or restaurants to try and get people to basically come onto their platforms and to create so-called network effect.
So will this closure sort of impact other restaurants and businesses, or do you think that it won't be as effective because they're using other services like Uber Eats or DoorDash?
Well, there's a question of the nature of the impact and the timeline at which we're looking here, right? So I think if we're just looking directly as substitution, there are other platforms that restaurants that have been using Menulog could move to. But then the question is around how much does it cost them to use Menulog versus an Uber Eats? And with there being less competition in the market, does it mean that an Uber Eats might be charging more in the future? Or DoorDash, as an example, right? So I think there's the question around, is it better for consumers and restaurants that there's less competition? And I would argue probably it's not in their interest because competition keeps prices down, gets the best sort of price for both the consumers and the restaurants. At the same time, there are alternatives in the markets that they can go to, and we can already see, even from some reporting by Manulog itself and some of the submissions it was making to a Senate inquiry about a year ago, it indicated that around 75% of its workforce engaged in so-called multi-apping. So they weren't working exclusively for Manulog, but they were working for Manulog and some of its competitors. So it doesn't mean that those workers now no longer have access to any platform work. They can shift to competitors, and a lot of them were working for them, but it does mean they have less choice and less gigs available to them.
Dr. Alex Veen from the University of Sydney there, speaking with The Wire's Thomas Kouris.